Hello, friends, family, people I've never met before. Welcome to Laughs Uncut. This is the only podcast that features full sets from your favorite comedians from your favorite television show, Laughs on Fox. And by the end of this episode, who knows? We might even be your favorite podcast, too. I'm your host, Zoltan Cassis. It's going to be a good episode. Let's go to the Pacific Northwest, where the weed is legal. Here's my good buddy and yours, comedian Billy Anderson.
My roommate smokes more pot than any person I've ever met, and my house is getting really weird. Like, when your roommate smokes that much pot, it affects every aspect of your home. Like, the other day I went into my kitchen, I opened up my fridge, and in the side compartment of my fridge, there was a half-eaten chunk of pineapple inside of a sandwich bag that said, Purple Kush, wait on it. I went to my roommate, I'm like, really, is this how far our white trash poverty has come? That the sandwich bags we turned into pot bags have to be turned back into sandwich bags? She's a lady. I don't know if I mentioned that either, all right? I feel like a lot of you aren't picturing a lady there, right? And that's your own bigotry. That's between you and Jesus now. Yeah. It's weird. And we're not dating. There's nothing romantic about our relationship. Like, her two main hobbies are smoking weed and not having sex with me. Those are the two things she does successfully every day. So it's weird. It's weird being a guy living with a woman that you're not dating. Like, the other day she went to a bar, she picked up a dude. That guy came back to our house, stayed the night, and then the next morning, all three of us found ourselves eating breakfast together. I'm gonna tell you right now, he was pretty uncomfortable. So I tried to lighten the mood. I think I'm a charming guy. I look at him, I'm like, come on, man. We're both adults. Are we seriously gonna sit here eating eggs and not talk about the fact that you had sex with my wife in our house last night? And I just threw my eggs at the wall and walked out of the room, you know? The best thing about that is I could do it again to the next guy, right? What's she gonna do, warn him? Yeah. What could she possibly say that won't make her seem way more guilty, right? She's gonna be like, ugh, listen, before I invite you up, I gotta let you know. I live with this guy, and he's gonna say he's my husband. Just ignore him and have sex with me anyway. I went to Hawaii recently. I've never been to Hawaii. I didn't know this. You can swim with sea turtles in Hawaii, which is amazing. The only thing cooler than that are the signs on the beaches where you swim with sea turtles. And this is true. Look it up. On those signs, they read, please do not touch or ride the sea turtles. You guys know that sign probably used to just read, please do not touch the sea turtles. And we made them get more specific, right? Just some guy who looks like me arguing with his wife on the beach, like, no, Camille, if God didn't want us to ride him, why'd he build those badass saddles on their backs? I'm going to be a sea cowboy, and you can't stop me this time. My favorite thing about that sign is people from all over the world vacation in Hawaii, right? But that sign, only written in English. Oh, yeah, it's just for us. It's for us and like three rude Canadians. You get what I'm saying? We're the only group of people that would see a beautiful, majestic, endangered animal and be like, hey, I'm gonna ride the hell out of you. Oh yeah, I'm gonna ride the hell out of you. Shh. I'm gonna tame you. the weirdest sign I've ever seen is in Seattle, Washington. And in Seattle, Washington, there's a park. And in that park, there's a tree. And on that tree, there's a sign. And on that sign, it reads, with no further explanation, no piñatas allowed. Do you guys have any idea how many separate piñata-related events had to have occurred before they went down to the sign shop and had that bad boy custom made? That's not just hanging on the wall of a sign shop, people, all right? An adult went into a place of business and spoke to another adult and was like, hey, this has gotta end. I just have to imagine that was some sort of day-by-day piñata-related issue. Or one horrible candy-filled Cinco de Mayo tragedy. I grew up outside of Atlanta, Georgia. That's why I find it funny that anywhere I can afford to live in the liberal art communities that I live in, people warn me that I'm moving into the ghetto. Yeah, I'm sorry, all right? Compared to where I grew up, there are no ghettos, all right? Certainly not in the liberal, fancy-pants art communities I live in. Like, I live in Seattle, Washington, people, all right? There are no ghettos in Seattle, Washington. It's half liberal art students, half Amazon employees. What would a ghetto even be like in a place like that? Just a bunch of Mumford and Sons sitting on their front porch, wearing vests, drinking their handmade microbrewed 40 ounces? Smoking their fair trade crack cocaine out of a crack pipe they made out of recycled materials. Threatening to stab you with their blacksmith forged artisanal shivs. Yelling at the top of their lungs, I got $40,000 in art school debt and nothing left to lose. Mugging you so they can afford whole food pomegranates, you know? Just a bunch of dudes with multicolored dreadlocks doing ironic drive-bys on their unicycles. Dragging out an antique record player to the street where they listen to an LP of Notorious B.I.G. they heard about on NPR. I'm not afraid. If I hear a gunshot in the city of Seattle, I'm just like, watch yourself, somebody didn't sort their recycling properly. You're not allowed to have both a ghetto in your city and also have 8 places I can take my dog to get a massage. And call me old-fashioned, maybe I'm just not from there, but dog massage, isn't that called petting your dog? Hey, thank you so much. I'm Billy Anderson.
And that was Billy Anderson performing at Harvey's Comedy Club in Portland, Oregon. Billy also produces his own comedy show in Seattle called The Gateway Show. And that's where 4 comedians perform their favorite jokes. And then they take a break. They get stoned on marijuana. And then they tell more jokes. It's a great show, and you should definitely check it out if you're in the area. You can learn more about it at gatewayshow.com. Make sure you tell Billy how much you like his comedic stylings on Twitter, at Billy Anderson Yo. Up next, we're going to meet an up-and-coming L.A. talent who's always got cookies in her pocket. Well, I like her already. Here's Jill Crissy, everybody.
Yeah, how y'all doing? Ooh, yummy, yum, yum. Yeah, y'all are here doing the most. As you can see, I'm black. So you probably think I'm gonna stand up here and talk about race the entire time. And you know what, listen, I'm kinda tired of talking about race. You know, I think people should be talking about 2 things, and that's good people and bad people, okay? And I think we all know that white people are bad and black people are good. Right? I'm just kidding. I didn't mean that. Some people didn't laugh. It's right. It's fine. It's it's okay. I get it. It's so clever. I don't really like to talk about race a lot. I like to talk about my family, like my dad, for instance. My dad sends me text messages of Bible verses every single morning. He sends me a text message of a Bible verse, and every time he sends me one of those texts, I want to send him a text back saying, "Nigga, send me some money." I can't say that on TV, right? Nah. I like to talk about other things, though. I do. I was with a friend of mine, and we were at the store. Sometimes I can be a little insecure. You know, we're at the clothing store, we're trying stuff on, and I guess she was trying to make me feel better, and she's like, "I don't know why you tripping, Jill. You not fat, you just got some big breastises." And I was like, oh my gosh, she's so right. But then I thought about it, like, what do my breastises got to do with these chins, though? What? That's not actually an extra little chin that's a breast underneath here? It's a breast? Like, what is she trying to say? All this around my waist, that's not fat, that's breast, this is meat. All of that. Really? No. I think people should just tell you the truth. Listen, tell people the truth. It's not a big deal. I see myself in the morning every day. You know, sometimes. Yeah, give or take the day. No, you know what? You gotta be confident, though. You have to be confident. I realized something about myself. As long as I'm the skinniest bitch in my family, I don't really give a damn what the world gotta say. I don't care what nobody got to say. I don't care what nobody got to say. My joy comes from going to family reunions in the South and having them ask me how I keep such a cute little sexy little LA body. So I can let them know, you know? I eat my pulled pork sandwiches earlier in the day. Not right before I go to sleep like they do. It's called discipline. I don't know why. None of them got it. None of my aunts got ankles. They all just got two long legs. They got cankles. Cankle having ass broads. Jealous of me because I got ankles. Oh, you just think you cute, huh? Because you can wear ankle socks, ankle boots. Because you can wear capri pants. You think you better than me? And you know, and I tell them, no, I love you. I don't think I'm better than you. I just think I can stand up a little bit longer than you. This looks like science. Just science. My parents are not gonna love that. That's okay. It's all right. People think I wanna be famous. Here's the thing. Famous is cool, but I wanna be successful. Okay? I want to be successful. I want to be so successful that my drug dealers are reliable. Because right now, George is never on time. But I can see why, though, because I be calling him, asking him for deals. Because I ain't got no money. I be calling him like, hey, man, look. Let me get like a half a Molly for like $1.35. Can you make it cross town for that amount of money? I know what y'all thinking. Oh my gosh, she does Molly? Listen, I don't do Molly, okay? I experience it. That's two different things. I remember I messed up and I accidentally told my mom that I tried cocaine out here in LA. Try cocaine, we're in Hollywood, sometimes it happens. Told my mom I tried it. So when I went home for the holidays, she saw me and she was like, "Oh, hey, baby, you look good. You've been eating." If nothing else, you definitely been eating. I thought you was doing cocaine. You're not doing any cocaine? Oh, this is not a cocaine crowd, huh? Wrong part of town, huh? That's okay, I know you tried it. You can't laugh in front of your kinfolk, I get it. No, it's okay. We'll move on. People celebrate Valentine's Day. Yes, you do. Celebrate Valentine's Day. And let me tell you something, ladies, while we're in this vein of having security about yourself, let me tell you something. If you don't have a man on Valentine's Day, after you get done crying, I want you to do something. I need you to pick your head up and look yourself in the mirror and say, this is my fault. Right? Tell yourself the truth. You gotta be real. You gotta be real. Shit. I mean, shoot. Shoot. I don't know. I'm just gonna do this, you know. Who knows how it works out. I'm glad you guys were on board with me after I said white people were bad. I wanna get married. I wanna get married, but I'm sure not doing anything about it. Like, I'm not doing anything about it at all. I be having sex, my knees be ashy. Just having sex, just don't care. And I tell myself, look, Jill, you can't keep no man if you don't lotion your knees, you know? And never enters. Like, I don't ever change. I'm troubled. I got cookies in my pocket right now. Cookies. Troubled, you know? I always got food around me. I went out on a date with a guy, and they ran out of to-go boxes, and we had a little food left over. So I just put the chicken in my purse. Like, I just put it in my purse. No napkin. I just put the baked chicken in my purse. He gave me a ride home. I got in his car. Man, whole car smelling like baked goods. The whole car. I should have slept with him. No. See, that would have really been, you know, a sorry. Sorry. All right. This is how I like to end shows. Bye-bye. Thank you.
Jill Crissy is definitely someone you want to keep up with. Make sure you do keep up with her on Twitter. Her handle is @Jill_Crissy. That last name is spelled C-H-R-I-S-S-I-E. Up next, we're getting some marriage advice from comedian Keon Poley, which is great because I'm married and I sure could use some. I want to hear what the man has to say. So here we go. Enjoy Keon Poley.
All right, let's judge each other real quick. Let's knock that out. Let's knock each other out. All right, hey, for the most part, it's a pretty good-looking crowd. For the most part, you know. A few in here, but everybody can't be a winner, you know. It's just life. I don't know why we're not to talk about a lot of talk about that. Like, in real life, people don't like to talk about looks because we're so PC, and it's like, why? It exists. We all have eyes. We all can see. Like, why can't we acknowledge that some people are very good looking and others are facially struggling? And that's just what it is. Why can't we talk about it? Like, people only want to talk about it when it's positive. Like, if you get in a new relationship and you want to show people your significant other, if it's positive, they're all over it, right? Like, ladies, you'd be like, this is my new man right here. Your friends be like, girl, okay. He cute. Good for you. I told you, Susan, if you just keep trying a bunch of other positive crap that nobody cares about, you know? Fellas were a little different, you know? You get a new girl, you'd be like, hey, man, this is my new girl right here. We'd be like, God damn. All right, hey, man, what her mama look like? She got a sister? Like, we start going down the entire family tree. Because we don't care about your happiness. We're like, who can I smash? Like, we don't care how happy you are, you know? And we can't come out and say, like, your girl's good enough, I want to smash her. So who looks like her? Like, that's how we do it. Because we can't just say it. But that's only if you're dating somebody good looking, right? If you're dating somebody that's facially struggling, it doesn't go down like that. Don't. Like, people tell you how they feel, but it's in code. And if you've heard this before, I'm sorry. Right? This is how people respond, right? You show them the picture, you're like, this is my new boo right here. They go, yo, as long as you happy, I'm happy, man. You know what I mean? Like, that's like the official M, you know? But that's what we do. That's what we do. And it's messed up because men care about looks a lot. Like, we judge tough on looks. We like looks so much, we judge our friends based off who they date. And it's like, it has nothing to do with her. It could be something simple, like, you hungry. You'd be like, man, I'm starving. Yo, Keith, what you trying to get, man? I was thinking about Burger King. Nah, I ain't feeling that. What you thinking? I was thinking about McDonald's. Nah, I ain't feeling that. Well, I was thinking about, hey, man, shut up, Frank, with your ugly girlfriend, all right? Nah, you don't get no say-so. We see what happens when you make decisions. You just be like, God, Jesus. That's just messed up. Like, she's not even there to defend herself. This is me. This is how it is. That's how it is, man. People care, you know? Parents care, too. Like, I got a 9-month-old at the house, right? And, yeah, relax. I just got a weak pull-out game. But, like, he's cool. Like, I like him. He's dope. But I'm not gonna lie, man. I'm nervous. I'm nervous about raising a black kid. I'm nervous in today's society. Like, I'm nervous. Well, actually, all the time. It's just been, it's been going on, but there's camera phones now. You guys are like, oh, this happened? Yeah, we told you. But, you know, it's like, it's a thing. And it's funny to see the narratives, you know, depending on what people believe, what side they're on. It's funny to watch it, you know, and people love to throw out numbers. They're like, yeah, but what about black-on-black crime? And it's like, did you know that's not a thing? Did you know it was just called crime? Know that? Like, they're like, but the numbers. I'm like, yeah, every race is killed by people of their own race. You know why? Because that's who you're around. Like, the chances of me getting murdered by a comedian, pretty high. It's pretty high. So that's who I'm around. But you'll never hear, like, this comedian on comedian crime has to stop. Like, no, you'll never hear that. Just be like, he got murdered. You shouldn't have been talking about his mama. You know, that's it. That's all that's gonna happen. It's not a thing. It's not a thing. It's just who you're around. That's just why it makes sense. Like, just like, okay, when somebody gets killed in a relationship, who's the first person to look at? Spouse. Because that's who's getting on your damn nerves. And it's the same thing with races. Like, you know, everybody knows you hang out with people who look like you. They get on your nerves. Like, black people know after a while, you'd be like, man, I'm sick of this dude. Pow, he gotta go. Like, you're just tired of him. I just can't take it anymore. Like, Latins do the same thing. Like, fool, you keep drinking up all the horchata. Pow, gotta go. Like, you're out. You're out. It's just how it is. White people, I'm sure the same stuff, you know? It'd be like, God, black people are taking over everything. Pow, and then I gotta go. Like, I don't know why. You guys gotta stop shooting yourselves. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. Nah, that was for me. Nah, that was for me. But it's cool, but like being a new parent, you know, you don't know what you're doing. So you take stuff from, you know, your parents. So I'm taking some stuff from my dad, some stuff I'm leaving. You know, like my dad, I'm not gonna call him a homophobe because I feel like that word's being misused. Not everybody is hateful or fearful. Some people are just panickers. All right, my dad is a panicker. All right, like this skate guy walked up to my dad one time. It's like 104 degrees outside. It's roasting. Gay guy walks up and goes, "Woo, it sure is hot." My dad responds, "It ain't never that hot." And I was like, "Wait, why? Why is that your response? Like, it is hot out here. He's just acknowledging the weather, you know?" Like, the guy said it sure is hot. My dad heard, "Woo, I want to take you in a dungeon and lock you up." Like, I don't know what he heard, but he shut down. He just shut down. He panicked. It was ridiculous. It was ridiculous. Like, I'm taking some things and I'm leaving some things. Like, my dad was always on power trips. I'm not going to be on a power trip. I don't care like that. He was always on power trips. Hated when we asked our mom for anything. Hated it. I went to a party one time. I didn't tell him. I asked my mom. She said it was cool, right? Come home. It's like 2:30 in the morning. I'm trying to sneak in the house, be real quiet. All right, I open the door. All of a sudden, the lampshade clicks on. He's just sitting under the lampshade petting a cat. But we didn't even have a cat. I was like, where did you get this cat from? He had a monocle in. He looked like a villain. I was like, what are you doing? It was weird, right? And he's sitting there. He was like, where were you at, boy? I was like, oh, I went to a party. He said, who said you can go to a party? I was like, mom. He said, who the hell is mom? was like, Mom, the lady you sleep, you know? He's like, let me tell you something, boy. He's like, I'm gonna tell you this one time and one time only, all right? I don't give a... I don't give a damn what your mother says. Okay? This is my house. If you wanna do anything in this house, you run that by me. She ain't got no say-so. And I was like, why are you whispering? He was like, shut the hell up, man. You're trying to get us busted. And I was like, that's how I learned how marriage works. You know, that's how I learned how it really works. That guy didn't own, he didn't run nothing, man. He didn't run nothing. It's funny when you talk to people about marriage too, like the different answers you get depending on who you talk to. Like talking to an older man about marriage, it'll have you really discouraged about being married. It really will. You ever ask an older man, like, you know, hey man, how's married life? They'd be like, well, you know. You know, you got your good days, your bad days. You know. He's like, look, he doesn't even make eye contact with you. He just looks down the entire time. Almost like he's looking over his life, like, why did I do this? You know, like, he's always like, he looks so devastated. You're like, well, is it that bad? No, no, no. It's you know, it's. I mean, you know, nobody wants to be alone, you know. So you take, you know, you take what you can get, you know. It's just, I mean, because what is happiness, you know? It's just, and he just looks so defeated, you know. And he knows that, like, as a guy, you don't really care about his marriage. You're really asking, like, so you still getting it in, you know? Man? Because that's the first thing people go to in marriage. You ask them, like, you know, how was it before you got married? And it's like, oh, man, before we got married? Anytime, any place, she didn't care, man. She was a freak, man. She didn't care. Like, it's like, wow, that's interesting. And then after you got married, well, you know. You know, you got your birthdays, holidays, you know. You know, because after a while, it really don't become that more much important. It's not important. It's about connecting and getting to know each other, you know. That's what she tells me anyway, you know. But, well, you know, it's not. But what is happiness, you know? It's like, it looks so devastated, you know. And it's, but when I hear that, honestly, it hurts my soul. It really does. That doesn't make sense to me. That's backwards to me. Like, how were you a freak for 4 years and then he puts a ring on it, you take away his favorite thing? What kind of prize is that? That is a horrible prize. Like, when you get married, that's what he signed up for. Like, no condom sex on tap. That's what it was for. Like, not for love. He just wanted to roll over and be like, we're doing this, you know? Like, that's... Like, to me, and it's just me speaking, but to me, I feel like once you sign up for marriage, it's just you two. That's y'all rocking. That's it. It's you two. So that means the sex life's got to be crazy so y'all both could be happy. Like, to me, married sex should be so disgusting. Like, so vile that breakfast the morning after should be a little awkward. You know, like... You should just be at the breakfast table like... I can't believe you let me do that. Like, why? Who taught you that? I don't even know you anymore. That is disgusting. Don't kiss the kids. Let them go to school. Like, goodness gracious. Hey, my name is Keon Poli. You guys have been great, guys. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Keon Poli is killing it out in L.A., so next time you're in town, make sure to catch him live. Find out where he's performing by giving him a follow on Twitter at Keon Poli. That's spelled K-E-O-N-P-O-L-E. Tell him Laughs Uncut sent you. We've got a lot more ha-has coming at you, so buckle up. We're heading to Hyenas Comedy Club in Fort Worth, Texas. I've been to that club. It was many years ago. I don't think they remember me, but I remember I offended... the owner's son, because I brought my own toilet paper. I don't even know why that offended him. Every public restroom has terrible, thin, see-through toilet paper, and I travel with 2-ply. It wasn't meant to be offensive, but it's not about my relationship with hyenas in Fort Worth. Let's go get uncensored with Mr. Jay Whitecock.
I'm feeling my age a little bit. It's creeping up on me. I don't do a lot of ageist jokes. I know there's a lot of old people in the audience, and I'm not going to make fun. Yeah, you're going to die sooner. It's fine. It's fine. Not one of those comics. I just, I'm starting to feel my age, and I've always felt like growing older, you're only old when you refuse to accept new ideas. However, my body is going the complete opposite direction. Like, for instance, I did something that made me feel really old the other day. I fell down. That's it. I fell down for no reason whatsoever, none. There was 3 steps from my apartment door to the ground. I missed all of them. And didn't even try and stop it from happening. I didn't tense, I didn't brace for impact. I accepted my death immediately. It was not a hard sell. Is that what getting older is? You just actively look for a light in every situation? Here's the thing though, that's not what made me feel old. What made me feel really old was that as I was falling, I kept yelling, "Women don't belong in the workplace," and then boom. Look at you, take that serious. Yes, we do belong in the workplace. Gotcha, do the jobs. Probably a good point that I'm going through a breakup right now. That might explain that last joke. I'm going through a breakup right now. No, it's okay, she did the right thing. A lot of guys don't admit that, do they? Like, a lot of guys, we just immediately call them psychos. In every breakup, it's always her fault. Like, we just immediately diagnose them with our 2 years associate's degree, right? Just like, total psycho. Like, really, what'd she do? Was she bipolar? Did she try to stab you? No, she just got mad because spent her money on weed and banged her cousin. Psycho! It's crazy. But I learned a lot about myself through this breakup, though. Like, I learned that I'm really good at breakups. Ladies, if you want to break up with me, I'm on your side. I don't even argue anymore. She was at my door. She was literally screaming, "I'm leaving you, and I'm never coming back." And I'm like, yeah, that makes sense. I get it. All right. "You stole 3 years from my life." I was like, I can't believe you stayed that long. That was amazing. Way to hang in there, kitten. I don't want to be a douchebag through the breakups, you know? Like a lot of guys refuse to accept that, you know? Like, my buddy James, he's going through a breakup, and he's in this point where he thinks every girl just wants to sleep with him just because he's broken and alone. You see these guys, right? We were in a store, and as we left the store, we got in the parking lot. He's like, "Hey, man, did you see that cashier? She was totally checking me out." I'm like, yeah, that's her job. I really don't think she's going to throw you on that conveyor belt and dry hump you towards that red beeping dot. It's a 10 items or less lane, man. You're going to have to lower those expectations, get used to self-checkout, because that's probably what you're going to be doing. Yeah. Dating someone now, she's cute, and thank God for that. I'm really happy, man. Like, I don't like telling my friends I'm in a relationship, because my friends are kind of crappy about it. They always ask very personal questions. First question my guy friends ask me is she hot? And I don't like that question, you know, especially if she's not. And then you got to make up stuff that sounds flattering. That's kind of hard. Just, oh, yeah, man, she's got a sturdy back. She can carry me everywhere she goes. I'm the same way, though. I'm not really good. Like, my buddy James right now, he's dating a stripper, so I'm always giving him crap for it just every day. It's like, hey, James, ran into a girl last night. Gave her $1. Right, and he gets very defensive. He's like, "Shut up, you know she's only doing it so she can work her way through med school." I'm like, "Yeah, good. Maybe she can learn how to cure what she gave you." Wow, so much stripper empathy from this audience. Is a recession that bad? Is that a second career path? You're like, "Oh, I'm not laughing at that one. I'm not." I don't know. I want to give up, man. That's my goal in a relationship. It's beautiful, you know. I see it in couples all the time, man. Just nothing's more romantic than just two people looking at each other and going, "You want to give up together?" Like, that's beautiful. That's just romantic to me, you know. I don't like dating. It's not fun. Like, I don't have that dating energy, that confidence. Every time I see a girl in a bar, I want to talk to her. I have, like, this internal monologue, like a dating coach trying to psych me up. I see her, I was like, "All right, Jay, you got this, Jay. You see her, you go get her, Jay. Come on, Wu-Tang ain't nothing to fuck with, Jay. You go get her." Gets very aggressive. The only problem is all she sees is this dude at the end of a dark bar going, "Yeah. I'm going to get her. All right. Old Dirty likes it raw," right? Just trying to find my way in. I just, I don't, I don't know how to have a conversation. I don't know how to start a conversation, you know? I see the girl, I want to talk to her. I'm just trying to just be cool, man. Just walk up, just be natural. Just don't get creepy, don't freak her out. Hey, you like dragons? I like dragons. Can I be inside you? It just gets immediately creepy, just immediately. I don't know. Maybe it's my energy. Maybe it's what I'm putting out there, you know? Like, I don't know what I've been putting out there lately, but I've been getting this question asked a lot lately. Someone asked me if I was gay. I don't like that. I don't know how to respond without sounding homophobic, you know? Just being stuck in that trap like, gay, ugh, I wish. Feel the tension from the audience right now, just at the mere mention of the possibility. Like, I love it. Every straight dude is homophobic, treats his butthole like it's his hot younger daughter. Like, nothing gets that, my sweet little princess. Like, who's trying? I don't understand homophobia. It's so weird to me. Like, it leads to a lot of unreasonable situations. Like I almost got in a bar fight because I had homophobia, you know? Crowded bar, a lot of those angry dudes wearing their bedazzled skull shirts, right? Just drinking, angry. This one dude was blocking the bathroom door. I had to get around him, so I tapped him on the shoulders like, hey, excuse me, man, I gotta use the bathroom. His immediate response, what's up, queer? I didn't know what to say back. I was like, nothing. Just gotta get around you, man. You're blocking the door. I gotta use the bathroom. You wanna fight about it, queer? I'm like, I'm not gay, first of all. I wasn't inviting you to the bathroom with me, all right? And honestly, even if I was gay and all I wanna do is handle your junk, that's still kind of a nice thing. You know, it's not the worst thing someone can offer. You don't have to take it. You just be a gentleman and accept the gesture. He's like, let's fight about it, queer. And then he showed me his abs, which is the gayest thing you can do in a bar fight. I've never understood this. These guys get so angry, so homophobic, start stripping off all their clothes and want to fight. You're sending a lot of mixed signals, all right? Because I don't know how to respond to that, because they always take care of themselves. Like, you want to go? You like this? You like this? Well, they are beautiful. I don't know. Do you like dragons? Where's this going? What are we doing? How are we doing this? All right. I don't know. Gay marriage is a very important issue. We finally got it, and I'm excited. Well, I mean, thank you. I did that. You're welcome. Yeah, you're welcome. Yeah, I shared a meme on Facebook. Apparently, that's all you had to do. Were you guys marching? That's dumb. That's how activism works, man. We just get online and scream at each other and say we're being productive heroes. And it gets obnoxious, man. Like, it feels like nothing's going to get done if we're just completely divided yelling at each other online, you know? I'll give you an example. There's a while back ago, there's this Chili's franchise, right? Chili's didn't want to let gay people eat at Chili's for a second there, you know? Personally, I was against it. But I found myself weirdly divided between two separate camps. One side was screaming, well, we're not going to eat at Chili's because they don't like gay people. And the other side was screaming, well, we're going to support businesses because it's their right not to like gay people. But I found myself the only person asking, how do you know if someone's gay at Chili's? Like, that's a lot of quick judgment you're throwing on people who just want to enjoy some Southwest egg rolls. That's not fair, all right? Those things are delicious no matter what you're trying to wash out of your mouth. Week after that, they were like, don't shop at Hobby Lobby. They're not going to let you have abortions at Hobby Lobby. I'm like, who's having abortions at Hobby Lobby? Everybody in that store is going through menopause. That's what arts and crafts is for. It's like, I'm sorry, is your womb barren, devoid of life, salted like the sands of Carthage? Here's some popsicle sticks and glitter, craft. That's all we live in now. Just everybody wants to express themselves and have their point of view. No one wants to listen or engage in a conversation. You'll see this with bumper stickers. There are way too many bumper stickers now, you know? There used to be only two types of bumper stickers. It was shit happens, have a nice day. That's it. That's all you need to know in traffic. Hey, sometimes bad things happen. I hope it works out for you. That's it. Now people just litter their cars with everything they think and feel about, and then they drive like crap. You can't do that. You can't put your point of view out there and not be a good driver. You're just making me against all the things you're for. I'll give you an example. I was struck on the highway, all right? It was like big traffic, and there's this lady. She had like 4,000 pro-life bumper stickers littered all over her car. Nothing but this pro-life message. And then immediately, as I'm staring at her pro-life message, she tried to murder me in traffic. Like, I'm sorry, you can't call yourself pro-life when you're cutting over four lanes because you almost missed your exit. Which is pretty much what abortion actually is. It's the hard... Sorry. Sorry, the next exit's like 18 years away. Sorry. Let's see if this gets on Fox. Sorry. I mean, they just got rid of Roger Ailes, so really, maybe. All right, thank you guys so much. Enjoy the rest of the show.
That last joke did not make it on Fox, so shh, don't tell anybody. We snuck it into the podcast. Well, that's a wrap on today's episode. Thank you so much for listening, downloading, streaming, doing whatever you do to listen to this show. Make sure you hit the subscribe button, and in that way, all the uncensored comedy will just come right to you. Tell me what you thought about today's episode. You can do that on Twitter, at Laughs TV Show, and my personal Twitter handle, at Zoltan Comedy. That's Zoltan Comedy. If you can't spell comedy, I don't want you following me, I'll be honest. Thanks again for listening. Now go out there and scrape those bumper stickers off your car. Those people ain't running for president anymore. And Bob Dole's dead. Zoltan out.